Loishanu, when does the Mishnah say that Isha's Becheskas to be Tor? Loishanu, Elishain Leveses, Liyomin. She doesn't have like a period of Ves Kavua for the days. Elo Yesh Leveses Liyom Lukvitzes. She only has a Veses left every third week. If she jumps that day, then she sees down. If so, Kivun de Bemaisa Talia Milsa. Since if she didn't jump, we don't say she saw down. It's only if she does the mice of jumping. So now that the husband's out of town, he doesn't know whether she jumped or not. So he has a right to say, hey, Malay Kofas, he has a right to say that most probably she did not jump when he was away. And therefore, V'loi Chazoi, most probably she did not see Dam. And therefore, the Mishnah says, she's Becheskas to be Tor. Ah, but what's going to be, though? Yesh Levesas Liyomim. Let's say this lady has a vest to see every 21 days or every 25 days, and the husband was away for 25 days. Then Asur Lashamish, then when the husband comes home, he's tak also to live with his wife. Why? Because we have to be afraid maybe she did see Dam, or at least she's mechuyev to make a bedika. So you have a suffix whether she made the bedika or not, she's also to you. Again, ksava, why? Because Kondas again Rafuna holds that vestas diraisa, that's a swarm of diraisa, you have to be cheshish, that the day of the oin of that vest, she saw Dam. And the only way she'd be torn, she makes a bedika. So if you have a suffix, whether she made a bedikah or not, like a suffix, you see, right? So you have to be machmish, she'll be asura to you, until she says clearly she made a bedikah. Rabba bar bachon omar, afilu yesh levesis liyom, no, even if she has a vestis that she usually sees every 25th day, and the husband was away for 25 days and he comes back, muteris, still he holds that the husband's allowed to live with his wife. Why? Because he holds again, Vestas to Rabbanon, it's only a suffix with the Rabbanon, whether she would see. So with the Rabbanon, you have to make a bedika. So now when the husband comes home, he has a suffix whether she made the bedika or not, so it's a suffix and Nisa the Rabbanon, therefore it could be Mekol, he's allowed to live with her. Yeah. So that's the Machlokes of the old Vestas to Raisa, Vestas to Rabbanon. Omer Rav Shmuel, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Isha, she yesh lo Vestas, Anish that has a Vestas, he has a period of Kvudik as man. So, Bailo Mechashav Yimei Vesta, or Boaleo, means that if the husband knows that she's supposed to see the 25th day of the Chodesh, and the husband's away, so he has a right to make a Cheshbon at Mestomish she saw then, and Midirayasi she's Tomish for the next 7 days. So if he comes home after 7 days later, he has a right to say Mestomish she went to the Mikveh, and she's Muta. Because even though Yeshivadi saw them, Mestomish she went to the Mikveh already. Oh, Malay Rav Shmuel Bar Yebo, Bar Yevon Rav Abba, Omer Rav Yechanan Afilu Yalda, that Rav Yechanan said this Chiddush even when she's a young girl, like a young girl, Tebeziza LeMitzvah, she's a mole embarrassed to go to the mikvah, until the husband's Mephiasa talks her into it. If so, how do you have a right to say that she went to the mikvah? Maybe she didn't go? By a young girl, like you also say this Chazok, that she was sure went to the mikvah, normally she doesn't go unless you force her to, like. Omer Leis, he answered back like this. Otu vaday rosa miyomar. Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan say like for sure she saw Dam? No, he doesn't know for sure she saw Dam. She has a vest kavua, that's all. So it's only a suffix if she'll see Dam or not. If so, Eimud Yom Rabbi Yochanan, suffix rosa. Suffix le rosa. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says when she has a vest kavua. We have to be afraid she saw Dam that day. It's only a suffix whether she saw or not. We don't know for sure. So it's a machlokes we showing them. Was Rabbi Yochanan is going now only Vestas to Rabbanon, and since it's only with the Rabbanon, it's only a suffix whether she saw, we do not know Vadai. The other sheet is no, even if he holds Vestas as the Eraisa. The Rashi before said, even if Vestas is the Eraisa, it's not the Pshat as we say for sure she saw, it's only a suffix the Ketumah. So Kit is only a suffix if she saw the Dominat. And now you have a suffix, maybe she went to the Mikvah. So therefore, it's called a suffix for suffix, a suffix is made to Midi Vadai. The other Gemara says, it's like this, Rav Yochanan, a suffix rosa, it's only a suffix whether she saw Dam or not. And therefore, if you want to tell me rosa that she really saw Dam, you have a right to say the name of Tovlo, that maybe Taika she went to the mikvah. So even though she's a yalda, young girl, and there's as far as she's embarrassed to go, but it's only a suffix, so a suffix will make it. Alba the Gemara, so what's going to be though, Vade rosa? But let's say in a case where she's Vade and Nidhi, she Vade saw Dam, then miyem with the tavla, and then Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Who says she went to the mikvah? She'll be also to you unless she tells you, or you know for sure she went to the mikvah, because then hevelay safik uvadai. she was vade tome. It's a suffix whether she went to the mikvah or not. And then the klal always is, v'yein suffix meitzim midi vade. A suffix cannot take away from a vade. Since she was becheskes vade to be tome, you know for sure she was a nida. If you have a suffix about whether she went to the mikvah or not, she's asura to you. But that would be the klal of v'yein suffix meitzim midi vade. Reb Yochanan only said this when the husband does not know for sure she was tummy. She only had a vest that day. So it's only a suffix tumor. Therefore, when a suffix, he has a right to be told the 8 days later, the Masami, she went to the mikvah. The other most the question is true, what he's saying. But we ain't so much of the vade, like, you don't say that. Is it really true what he's saying? For your tiny, we learn like this. What's going to be chover? Chover usually means a chosh of a Jew. Shemes, he died today. The Niach Megurim Leipers left his warehouse full of pears, full of fruits. And in Eretz Yisrael, the question is, did he take off Truma Samaisus? So look at it, Afilu Hein B'nei Yoyman. Even if Lamaisa it's B'nei Yoyman, even if Lamaisa it's, he first picked off the fruits today. So, like, he couldn't take off Maisa yesterday, and he died today. So the question is, did he take off this morning before he died or not? So yes, we say Hareyim Becheskes Musakonim. We have right to say yes, it's Becheskes to say for sure he took off Truma Samaisus. And whoever goes to eat from it now, they're not over the Aver of Truma or Tevel. So the question is why? For Yehocha Vade Tevel. The Kohen now and this person in the morning picked off this Tfuah, the wheat. So is Vade Mechuyiv and Tevel Mediraisa. If you eat it now, you're over it as a Tevel. Throughout the day, Sofik Musa, Sofik Eina Musa. We have a Sofik whether he took off Maisa or not. We don't know if he took off the Trumas and Maisas. It's a Sofik. He didn't tell us he did. He died at the end of the day. So you want to say it's a Chazak of course only a Sofik. Still, the Lachat says here is a cost. He's Sofik and Maisa Medivade. Since you have a Sofik whether he took off Trumas and Maisas, we say like Hivade did it. And therefore, even though it was Vade Tevel before him, we say you will not eat it. So here we see a Sofik could be Maisa Medivade. A Sofik that's very Shriach. Gemara says no, two terutzim. First, the Gemara says it could be Hosam Vadi Yavadihu. I'll tell you no, the case of a Chover here, it's called like Kivade took off Trumas and Isis. And Rabbi Chanin, like Rabbi Chanin of Chuzoi. The Yom Rabbi Chanin of Chuzoi, there's a special Chazoko that Al Chover Sheinu Moitzi Metachas Yelad Ever Sheinu Mesukin. There's a Chazoko that a Chover doesn't let anything go through his house or through his hands, that's not Mesukin. So it's like a vada, he would fix it up right away. So if you have a doubt whether he took off Truma Samaisis, it's not really a doubt. It's considered like, come out like a vada, he took off the Truma Samaisis. That's why it's Mesukin. For you boys, if you want to get into like this, you boys say, Sofik or Sofik, no, it's not even vada tevil to start off with, it's only be a Sofik tevil. Who could Rabbi Shia? The Yom Rabbi Shia says like this, that Marim Odom Atfu Asai, a person has a right to be Marim, a person has a right to play a game like on his tour in order to pat himself from taking off Trumas and Maisers. How could he do that? He'll bring the tfua, the wheat, into his house when it still has a shaft on it. It's not a gemar malocha. So locha is yoni mechuyu midiraisit on tevel if you bring the tfua into your house when it's already gemar malocha, when it's finished, when it's all peeled off already. But if you bring the wheat in with its shaft, so midiraisi a part of a truma maisa. So a person can make a trick and bring the tfur into his house, kadeshatei behemte echelos, that his behemoth should be able to eat from it. Of truma mina maisa, and his part of mina maisa. Because the loch was like this, Rashi explains, that midiraisa, he's even allowed to eat it. Because if you bring the peris in before it's a gemar malocha, it's not mukhuyiv in maisa. The chiyiv is, if it's a gemar malach, you finish the peri, you finish the final product, and then you bring it into the house, that's what's mekuyiv midiraisa. However, midirabonin though, it's also to eat from it, achilas kfa, you can't eat a full meal, you can't eat from it. But you give it to your behema, that's muta. The rabbonin were not geyser on a kfa of a behema. So therefore, some people can make a trick, and they'll bring this tfu in with the shaft into the house, almanas, let their animals eat from it, and they won't have to take off trumas and maisers. So therefore, it's only a suffix whether it was mechuyiv and tevel altogether or not. So therefore, we have a chazaka that a chaver takes off meiser. So therefore, the suffix chaver takes away the suffix tevel, the suffix whether it's mechuyiv and tevel altogether or not. I Rashi explains, I la meiser, but zavadi yisit rabbanu though, but mid rabbanu though it's vadi tevel, because midrabbona nachilus kfar zosa. So that Rosh is an echnami. On a nisa the rabbona, then for sure will be samech on the suffik. On a good suffik, could be moitzi midei vaday. A suffik can be moitzi midei vaday yisa the iraisa. But if the vaday is only a nisa the rabbona, then we say a suffik could be moitzi midei vaday. So more still is though. Fiyakati still is the klalem, what you're saying, it's over moitzi midei vaday. I have a tiny, we learn like this. Maisa, what's happened with shivchoso shemasa kechod? What's happened with the shivcha, the maid of somebody living in shemasa kechob rimain, the person living in the city rimain, and like this, she atilu neful abor, that the shivcha threw her miscarriage like into the bor, or bor kohen, the kohen came, veitzitz bor, he like looked over the bor to see if he could see what type of a miscarriage it was. Lady, what no im zocher? Was it a zocher that she's tamei for 7 days and then 33 days of tyra? Im nikeva, or she's tamei for 14 days and then 66 days of tyra? So that was the case, and he didn't find anything. So the shaila is, was the nafel still there that he's tamei? Because like this, a dead nafel has tumas mace, and he put himself on top of the boar, so it's a tumas oil. So the shaila was, is this claim tamei or not? So Obo Maisa, the case came in front of the Chachamim, v'tiru, and they said, yes, he's tor. He's Obo Maisa, v'nei Chachamim, v'tiru, they said, the coin is tor. Why? V'nei shechu d'bardos mitzuyim shom. Because there are weasels there in the boar that may come and eat up the nafel. So there's the miscarriage. So therefore, when this coin went to look over, it's not vaday, that it was there altogether. So therefore, we have right to say, Mr. Amr, it's not there. And therefore, we can say, Taka, that he's tor. That's what we'll say over here. The question is, over here, the Vad, Yatilu Nefil. Here, for sure, they threw a Nefil, they threw a kid into the boar. So it's a Vad that he was there. It's only a Sophic whether it was a Zohar and a Keva. But the Avamina is, no matter what it is, it has a Tumas Mace on it now, and the Kohen, whoever goes on top of it, becomes Tomei. And still, it's only a Sophic Guru. If he looked, obviously he didn't see anything. But it's a doubt whether it was still there, or did the weasel drag it away. It's a Sophic whether it dragged it away or not. The Sophic Guru, Sophic Le Guru. Well, because he's Sophic, he might see Midei Vadai, and the cloud is a Sophic, could he might see Midei Vadai. Because we say right now that the Sophic Guru is Moitzim Midei Vadai. Even though there was a Vadai Nefil there, still we say it's Tor, because of a Sophic. Good, the Sophic has to be a very good Sophic. It's a Shriyatik Sophic. It's a Sophic Rogel. But I call upon him, you see a Sophic could be Moitzim Midei Vadai. Tzumor says no. It could be the case was like this. Loi Tema, don't say over there, Hetilu Nefil aboard, the case was, which she had a miscarriage, and she threw the nafel into the boar. That's not the case. Elaima said like this, the case is that Elaima